A hillside house on Panorama Drive owned by the city of Chilliwack is set to be demolished by Matcon Demolition for the price of $87,696 after a council vote on July 2. There were signs of superficial and structural cracking within the building envelope of the house, according to the staff report on the demolition, after the city hired engineers to assess the structural integrity of the house. Based on their findings, it was recommended that the building be vacated and demolished. The house in question on Panorama Drive is located in what is now known as the no-build area of the Eastern Hillsides. It was among the group of properties purchased by the city in 2010, on the heels of the first development moratorium established in 2004. It was determined that those hillside houses, which had started to show movement and cracks, were originally built on unstable ground over an ancient landslide site. The properties were bought for $21 million by the city 15 years ago, after city officials had been actively monitoring hillside movements and had commissioned studies once there were slope stability questions. Earlier this month, as council was set to approve the demolition contractor for this latest work, Coun. Jeff Shields piped up with a quick question about how many houses still had to come down. Since the purchase of those properties back in 2010, I have not heard a whole lot about them being demolished during my time on council. Do we have any idea how many of them have been condemned and demolished since the purchase? Coun, Shields asked. A senior city staffer had the response. We have done a few of them, said Daryl Lindhout, the city's director of recreation and culture, about the three houses taken down to date, adding that they were demolished soon after the city purchased them. This will be the first, since then, and we anticipate one to two more in the next year or so, Lindhout said. Coun. Nicole Reed wanted to know if the $87,696 price was a typical cost for demolition of a house. The city official said there were a couple of factors at play in this case, including the topography of the terrain being quite steep, and the fact that it was a multi-tiered house, with the septic field and septic tank down the slope. There's not that much abatement to do, but again, it's going to be a complex demolition, Lindhout said, adding that once the demolition work was done, they would ensure the slope was stabilized. Matcon Demolition Limited was the contractor approved with the lowest compliant bid, among the four qualified proponents, for the demolition of the house at 7485 Panorama Drive. Funding for the work was allocated in the 2025 budget, according to the staff report. City of Chilliwack first placed a moratorium on development in the Marble Hill area in 2004. They later decided to expand the no-build areas in 2016, as recommended by consultants KCB in the wake of ground truthing and monitoring properties built on the old slide site. They found evidence of movement greater than 2 meters in some spots in 2014, and in 2016, produced a landslide map, identifying areas of concern added to the no-build locations, which included the Ridge Crest area and Hinckley Creek. Amendments to the Eastern Hillsides Land Use Plan included renaming the moratorium area as the no-build area and expanding this area to include more areas. The original 2004 development moratorium map included Panorama Drive, Allison Place, Ridgeview Street, and Ridgeview Place.